Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for joining us. Thank you in advance for calling in and participating on the program, because you actually make the show each and every week. Your calls, your questions about consumer tech, your desire to want more information about something you heard on the air, perhaps one of our many guests and so forth, or even just you want to share some tech rage or your favorite app these days, please use our brand new free updated Into Tomorrow app and click that button that says Message the Studio. I think that's what it says. And then you can send us a message anytime, 24/7, re-record it if you didn't like the way you did it or what have you, and participate on the program. We like to send prizes to many of our listeners that join us anytime, 24/7, or you can call if you're anywhere in North America, toll-free, 800-899-INTO. Toll-free, 800-899-4686. But do let us hear from you. Be part of the broadcast as we have launched our 25th year on the air. Oh, and tell us what you like or dislike about tech in the last 25 years. That makes it kind of fun as well. Our next guest is the creator of the world's first consumer experience platform for the smart home. We're going to find out just exactly what that means. The CEO of Plume is Fari Diner. Fari, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I am very well, thank you, Dave. How are things on your end?
Things are fine here in Miami, and nice and warm weather, of course. And I understand you're in Switzerland, I believe.
It's not as warm as Miami, but it's Europe in the winter time. That's all I can tell you.
There you go. But beautiful part of the world. So nice of you to call in from there. Tell me a little bit about the company, and then let's get into how you're the first consumer experience platform.
Yeah, I mean, Plume started its life about 4 years ago to really fix this Wi-Fi problem in the home. Wi-Fi is our network that delivers everything we need, really, in the home. But Wi-Fi is an unlicensed spectrum. It's not reliable. It wasn't in every corner of the home. So Plume decided to fix this problem once and for all. Having done that, we decided that controlling that user experience in the home gave us ability to really introduce this new concept of what we call Smart Home 2.0.
Very cool, because we've, of course, talked on the show a lot about everything from repeaters and how you can extend Wi-Fi in various ways, and it still doesn't necessarily cover every inch of your home as well as you might like it to. But the fact that you're now introducing a whole lot more than just Wi-Fi, it seems, around the home makes it very interesting, and I love the whole concept. Smart home is so new in the long run for most people to begin with that you're already at 2.0. That's awesome.
That's right. It's smart home is the next big play, as we like to think about it, Dave. What our internet service providers offer us today, they call it triple play or quad play. Mm-hmm. What that means is you're buying voice landlines from your provider, you're buying video, TV channels, etc. You're buying internet access. So they call them the triple play, and some of them also sell us mobile, cell phone subscriptions.
Yeah, they want to get us. They want to get our money every which way they can.
That's right. What happens is more services they sell us, stickier we become to them. But the dynamic right now is particularly the young people in the modern world. People are not getting voice lines anymore. Landlines are sort of the thing of the past.
Yeah.
Video is largely coming over the top with things like Netflix and Amazon subscriptions. So the service providers are looking for new plays, if you know what I mean. And they have really honed in on the smart home. And Plume is the platform, the experience platform over which they deliver the smart home services.
That's very cool. So you're really putting these services together, whether it's sticky type services. I like how you describe that from our cable companies or what have you.
That's right.
But the fact is that you're helping us put them all together to work much better for us throughout the entire home and not have just these little hotspots where, oh, if you want to be online or you want to watch a show, you better go stand over there.
Right. So, I mean, part of it is, you know, you mentioned repeaters. Like I said, we have solved the Wi-Fi problem. We today provide the most reliable Wi-Fi infrastructure that's not only fast but also consistent and reliable in every corner of the home. Large ISPs, some of the world's largest ISPs and most sophisticated companies like Comcast and Liberty Global and Charter are using Plume to do this. But that is just the beginning. That's just the starting point, if you will. Smart Home 2.0 for us is personalization. When people think of the smart home today, they think of their security system or some level of automation. With the prevalence of data and our ability to learn things, we believe that in this new era of Smart Home 2.0, your home needs to learn you. Your home needs to know you versus you programming your devices in the home. There is no IT guy, and these things have to happen somewhat sort of organically. So the Smart Home 2.0 for us is driven by intense amount of personalization and these cross-device experiences in the home.
That's fascinating, and I love your approach. I think that's pretty cool. And, of course, with all these increased number of devices in the home, you know, we talk about that on the air, and people say, man, until you mentioned it, I never really stopped to think how many connected things I really have. You know, we used to think in terms of, well, we've got a desktop over there in the study, and maybe we've got a laptop over here, and, of course, all of our phones. Well, what about everything else? Because the smarter your home gets, the more devices we're connecting, which not only provides and gives us challenges for our Wi-Fi in our homes, but I'm imagining it creates similar challenges for all of our internet service providers.
You bet. Like I mentioned, the internet service providers really need to offer us more and more services. And the home, not necessarily the connection to the home, but rather the services and experiences where we want to have organically and smoothly in the home is really the next big battleground for the internet service providers, as well as the large internet companies like Amazon, Apple, Google, and so on. So everybody is really fighting for the home. And we're sort of, Plume happens to be in the intersection of all of this, where we enable anybody to be able to curate, deliver, support, fix these types of services in the home, because we think the experience for the consumer is not only the front-end services that they're buying, but also how your service provider, whoever that might be, supports you. And if you have a need, are they anticipating problems in your home, etc., to fix them most of the time before you even call.
Fari, I'm noticing on your site that you talk about the membership comes with a super pod that broadcasts adaptive Wi-Fi and works with the existing internet service provider. What is the super pad, and what is adaptive Wi-Fi?
Super pod, you can think of it as an access point that spreads your fast and reliable internet to every corner of the home, all of the time. Adaptive Wi-Fi to us, you know, people a lot of times see their Wi-Fi problem in the home in one dimension, which means they see it in the dimension of coverage. They say, listen, it doesn't work up in the bedroom or in the basement.
Yeah.
But we believe the concept of adaptive Wi-Fi, a lot of these repeaters and other mesh-type solutions that you might buy in retail market, solve the problem only in one dimension. They give you Wi-Fi signals in every corner of the home. if you have enough of them. But this is a three-dimensional problem. Wi-Fi not only has to work in every corner of your home, it also has to work all of the time. There's a time dimension. And it also has to work across a very broad and ever-increasing types of devices in the home. Each device has a different need. Mm-hmm. For example, your Netflix streaming session needs 20 or 25 megabits per second of sustained throughput, whereas a gaming session is looking for low latency, or a FaceTime session wants low packet loss. So adaptive Wi-Fi takes all of these elements and optimizes them for the specific device at a given place in the home at that moment in time on whatever application you're using. So it's really the most sophisticated cloud-driven approach that gives you the most consistent and reliable experience.
Sorry to interrupt, Farid, but I tell you what, if you don't mind holding a couple of minutes, there's more we want to talk about with what Plume is up to. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come right back and talk more with the CEO of Plume.com here on Into Tomorrow.